This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us. We're heading into 4-H week in Pennsylvania. That is March 13th through the 19th. We're going to be talking today with some of the folks who are involved in 4-H here in Montour County. We'll talk to the woman in charge, Robin Oberdorf, and we'll talk to some of the 4-H'ers themselves and hear their stories. Let's begin, though, with Robin Oberdorf, who keeps 4-H running in Montour County, and she's been involved for quite a while.
I am a 4-H educator in Montour County, and I coordinate and manage the clubs in the county and the different events that go on during the year for 4-H. I've been a member of 4-H since 1979. I started as a 4-H'er, and when I graduated high school, I started as a leader, and 2.5 years ago, I took this position as 4-H educator. 4-H provides a lot of public speaking opportunities and a lot of opportunities for kids to come out of their shell in a safe place where they can do things that they like, things that they're excited about, but then at the same time learn a lesson about public speaking, showing in front of a judge, and just learning how to just put themselves out there. The 4-H's are head, heart, hands, and health, and it is a club setting for youth, boys and girls, to learn citizenship and be part of the community. That's the main focus for them, to work towards careers in the future, learn life skills and skills towards their future careers. Many 4-H'ers will go on to careers that pertain to things that they learned in 4-H. A lot of the agricultural kids will move into agricultural careers. The environmental science kids will move into environmental science careers. I know my son moved into a culinary career because of things that he learned in 4-H. That's where he got the love of culinary.
Hi, my name is Molly Limpietro. I'm a sophomore at Southern Columbia Area High School, and I've been involved in 4-H ever since I was just 5 years old. My brother started out with 4-H, and then I always went to the meetings ever since I was a little girl, and then finally, when I was a clover bud, I started getting into 4-H. My brother and I both did rabbits, and I still do the rabbit project. I'm going to, this year, get more involved with chickens also.
You've probably seen 4-H'ers at some of the fairs around here, too, and Molly is one of them.
My main fair is Montour de Long, but I also go to Bloom Fair, too. I'm there talking all about rabbits and showing them, just basically getting the public introduced to the whole rabbit thing. It's definitely made my public speaking skills a lot better. If it wasn't for 4-H, I wouldn't be able to be sitting here right now and talking to you all about my love of 4-H. It's gotten me introduced into the whole animal species. So I actually had to go to speech therapy ever since I was a little kid. It's made me a completely different person in a positive way.
I'm Courtney Schumann. I'm 18. I'm a senior at Bloomsburg High School. I've been in 4-H ever since I was little. My mom runs our club, and it's been in our family for a couple generations now. But I love it, so I mean, I show dairy beef, swine, and I do ceramics. I enjoy it. It's just something calming, different from the animal part.
I'm Melissa Bergenstock. I'm a freshman at Danville High School, and I got into 4-H through my dad. He would always talk about it and all of his experiences, and I just kind of always wanted to do it. So when I was able to start at 8 and with the clubs, I immediately jumped in, and it changed my life for the better. It opened so many opportunities. Like Molly, I was really introverted, and then I got a bunch of opportunities opened up to me, and it was a great experience.
We've been doing these 4-H interviews for at least 20 years now, and we've often heard that it ain't all cows and cooking. Do you tend to see misconceptions like that?
Every time I bring up 4-H, they're always like, oh, I don't have a cow, or I don't, like, I can't have cows. I'm like, it's not just cows, like, there's so much more, like, sewing, cooking, ceramics, drawing, woodworking, there's so much. I feel like some people don't realize how much opportunities, like, public speaking or things like that. Like, yeah, I show livestock, but I also go and do sewing projects and cooking projects. Like, there's so much in it, you just don't see it till you're actually doing it.
I'm Elliot Heim. I'm 14 years old. I'm an 8th grader at Danville Middle School. My mom was a leader. I'm an outdoor explorer. Oh, we make journals about what we find outside.
What sort of benefits have you seen from 4-H?
I've made new friends from it. I enjoy the environment. There are people from different schools and counties that I wouldn't normally meet.
Elliot says the two-hour meetings take place twice a month, but there are some variations. We'll go back to Robin Oberdorf to get some more details.
Yes, at the meeting, the last meeting that was at the club that Elliot's in, Outdoor Explorers, we dissected owl pellets and the kids learned about owls. And they had a really good time. And then they made art out of the bones. All the meetings are different. There's different areas of learning. Elliot's club would be environmental science. We have animal science, STEM, expressive arts, and citizenship. We have community clubs that will have a business meeting, and the kids will learn about parliamentary procedure, and they'll talk about fundraisers, and they'll elect officers, and talk about, you know, things that they're going to do for the year. And then there's project clubs where they work specifically on one project. So the Outdoor Explorers Club would be just environmental science projects. The shooting sports clubs like shotgun or archery would specifically just do shooting sports, archery or shotgun. The livestock clubs, when they're meeting as livestock clubs, they're working on livestock. But a lot of the clubs also meet as a community club too, so that they can elect officers and do field trips and fundraisers, and the kids can learn about how to run a meeting and how to be part of a meeting. Many of the states will run their 4-H programs through their land-grant university, which ours would be Penn State University. They run the program, and then it goes out into the counties. And each county will have at least one 4-H educator. Some of the larger areas will have more than one if they have a very large program. And then what we do normally is when we go to camp in the summertime, the counties will group up. So we have seven counties that combine to go to our residential camp in the summertime. And a lot of times we'll do combined leader trainings, and we'll do combined county youth programs, competitions, all over the state, regional competitions and state competitions.
Let's hear a bit more about camp.
It's usually at the end of June, and I've been a camp counselor for the past couple years. I know COVID has messed it up a little bit, and I've been going ever since I was 8. You go there for the week, you sleep in tents with a tent mate, and you have workshops that you do throughout the week. It's a lot of fun.
Is 4-H generally a rural organization, though, or could I go to the big cities and find similar projects going on?
Oh, there's big 4-H programs in the cities. Philadelphia and Pittsburgh have big programs. They go through their schools mainly. They have thousands of kids. If people are interested in 4-H, they can look up Pennsylvania 4-H on the internet, and it'll guide you to your county. It'll give you a place where you can choose your county and you can find out about the 4-H program in your county. If you're interested in Montour County 4-H, my email is rdo5083@psu.edu, and you can email me and I can give you all sorts of information about different clubs and different opportunities.
You've been listening to our group of 4-H'ers and their leader, 4-H educator Robin Oberdorf in Montour County. We appreciate them sharing about this more than century-old organization. We want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.